So we'll get meeting dates here.
Yep.
Have you heard anything about the LED lighting of any description?
Oh, I meant to mention that to you.
My wife was asking about it.
The Main Street ones are over wall.
So, on the street lighting note, I talked to Suzanne and I talked to Julia and Lee from NEGEV.
Oh, okay.
Last week, and raised the issue of, or just mentioned the back and forth that you had with Jennifer from Hancock about where to host that meeting. So this is a main energy working group meeting, subcommittee meeting to talk about the changes to municipal ownership of streetlights and potentially sort of group purchasing and collaborative purchasing between municipalities of street lighting. And the Greater Portland Council of Governments, who is one of the sort of co-facilitators of the working group, is organizing a meeting that they're planning to host in Portland. Larry made the point that if we want people outside of Portland to participate, we might want to consider engaging the main municipal association and potentially hosting it somewhere that is not Portland, because it's easier to get people from other parts of the state to attend meetings in Augusta than it is in Portland, and it seems a little bit more inclusive that way. Yeah. So what we talked about with Lee and with Julia was that we could pitch the idea to Jennifer that we do a remote meeting in Augusta somewhere and have a sort of a second location that would be connected to the meeting in Portland by a video call or something like that. So if you were interested in that idea, we could, I don't know anybody at Maine Municipal Association, so if you wanted to do that, I could probably work on setting up the remote participation stuff if we want to extend the invitation a little more broadly.
Do you have and you actually you would be all you would need is a projector, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I can ask Jared or Steve.
Yeah, and do you think they would be willing to put the word out about it too and see if
how far out are we at this point?
A couple weeks. The 12th?
I can check. I'll send up over some tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yeah. The alternative would be doing a second version of it.
But I just kind of like the simple thing. We're meeting with MMA on the 8th, I think it is.
So the simple thing, maybe just work with them to coordinate
a similar thing outside of Portland scale. Yeah, because I don't know any of the communities that we work with are super interested. Like, I know Jennifer reached out to Islesboro, and I don't know if they've expressed any interest on the town level. But I like the idea of being a little bit more inclusive and starting to open up the working group more broadly beyond just South Portland and Island Institute related folks.
I think like I was saying, since we're meeting week from Friday with MMA, let's just not make ourselves crazy.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's, I'm all for that.
And we'll see what Steve wants to do. Because they were talking about doing things like maybe having just a street lighting training at MMA's annual convention in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hundreds of people there anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think from a working group perspective, it would also be a good opportunity to to see if there are people who are interested in energy stuff working on the municipal level that haven't engaged in.
Right. I think that was my bigger point in terms of both Jen and GP Cog is that they seem to keep pulling everything to Portland.
Yeah.
And I thought the point of the working group was to move beyond that.
Broaden the network of people that are thinking about this. And I think one of the ways to do that would be, to bring people together around an issue that might be broadly interesting. And show people that there are other communities that are working on energy in a thoughtful way, and that there is this group that is trying to support more of that happening. So,
but Jen's email suggested that this thing has happened outside of GP Cog's territory, which Allen Institute felt.
I disagree with that. I think, and we sort of raised that with them. I don't think Julia and Lee see it that way either, and we suggested that they talk to her about that. But
so she was really firm.
Yeah, and obnoxious. our sort of mission geography is just as limited, if not more so, right, than theirs. And that's, we're both getting paid by Megaf to go beyond our comfort zones. Yeah. And help build that.
Because they downloaded the camera. I don't think Nate from CC ever got some of it, because he sent one Starner where he emailed her a lot. That's your understanding of the main energy working groups, and there'll be yet another group formed in the Bangor area.
that's possible, but I don't want to see that happen, because I don't think it's that useful. I think there's already that group in Portland, basically.
There was already two of them.
Yeah, so they don't need another one.
Right.
I think it's a good example of, people in Portland need to stop, get outside their bubble a little bit.
Stop taking the world in.
And start sharing what they know with the rest of the state and not being snobby idiots about it.
I had the same problem with the Sierra Club. We always...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Portland, and yeah. I say, let's move to. We're going to do all this lobbying in Augusta. Shouldn't we be in Augusta?
Yeah. I mean, having lived in Portland, I totally understand it, but it's very sort of narrow-minded and.
Feeling for the last couple of emails, I saw with Steve Pro that he may have in fact just had it. He may just come to some way contract with the three towns to do.
Yeah.
We one of the three towns?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's find some dates. I know you guys will get them. Yeah, 5 minutes.